This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Diabetes of football on this Total Request Thursday, NFL lunch style. Vinny is off for the next couple of days. We'll be back on Monday. Bob Haney, Steve Molesky, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass, OTAs opened to the masses yesterday out at One Winning Drive. We heard from John Harbaugh earlier, talking mainly about Justin Tucker and the decision to make that move. Now we get to Mark Andrews, who, if you recall, after the loss to the Bills, didn't talk to the media after it. Because he had a drop, fumble, then a drop, two-point conversion that could have sent the game into overtime. Let's not forget, not making excuses for him, by the way. There was still over a minute left in the game. So Buffalo would have had a chance to go down and maybe kick the game-winning field goal. But either way, Andrews didn't meet with the media and tell us how bad he felt because he sucked. Because we wanted to hear him tell us what we already knew how he felt. But we wanted to hear it. But he didn't do it. Could have nipped it in the bud there, Steve. Could have mentioned it the next day when he cleaned out his locker. Didn't. Here he is talking to the local guys and ladies for the first time. And here he is talking about the playoff loss and everything that went wrong for him in said loss.
It's tough. You know, as somebody, this is my life. I put a lot of work into this, and you know, everything I do is kind of focused on that. Everything I think about is focused on that. And so, you know, it wasn't the way that I'd planned it, and you know, but that's all part of the story. I've been using it, and I've had an incredible offseason, and I'm excited to just to show what I can continue to do and continue to prove myself and step up in big moments. And you know, that's the thing about sports is it doesn't always fall your way, doesn't always go your way, but it's how you bounce back.
Had a horrible game. Anyone right. Who watched it saw it in real time. But he's had a great Ravens career and bouncing back. I think he's certainly capable of doing it from that moment where all of a sudden he doesn't turn into the biggest stiff in the history of NFL tight ends. But what you maybe look at is, you know, he did have 11 TDs last season. 55 catches, 673 yards, average less than 40 yards a game receiving. Isaiah Likely is an ascending star, and we'll hear from him tomorrow as we revisit this. But Andrews bouncing back, I don't really expect that to be much of a problem. But question is, now he's another year older, you know, what's left in the tank in regards to, is he still Pro Bowl level, Mark Andrews?
Maybe not. But one thing, Bob, one play should not erase all those years of good things he did for the Ravens. Think about how Ravens fans considered him in the third quarter of that game and how they considered him at the end of that game. It's very, very different. And again, as you point out, they may not win the game, even if he catches that ball. And so he can't win everybody back with words right now. The press conference, okay, that's fine, but that's not how he's going to do it. He's going to have to do it by making big plays again, being Mark Andrews, as they've seen him for many, many years, and that can't happen until we get to the season. And if he has some early struggles next year, then it lingers.
Now, he was subject of trade rumors, if you believe that
sort of thing
that circles around in the media world. And Mark Andrews was asked after the debacle in Buffalo, did he even expect to be back after that? And possible trade rumors, knowing that he's a free agent like everybody else at the tight end spot.
For me, I've always talked about it. It's always, you know, just putting in the work, and whatever the cards are played, they're played. But I focus on myself and this team, and, you know, and let all the other stuff, you know, deal however it's going to be dealt with. But extremely excited to be here. This is an incredible organization. I'm very thankful to be here for my eighth year. And yeah, it's awesome to be here.
You got bang for your buck, third round draft pick, and he's been paid. Now, whether or not he gets another extension from the Ravens, we'll see. I think that might be more of an Isaiah Likely thing. But Mark Andrews is a guy that was just kind of letting chips fall where they may, because these are things getting traded that he can't control anyway.
Right.
So he's at the behest of Eric DaCosta and teams that might want to secure his services. What's he going to retire? Not do it? If he gets traded, he just got to, you know, go with the flow. Part of reality.
I think he's still got some good football in him, and we're going to see it this season again and again. Now he's not a lone wolf. That tight end position is much stronger on the Ravens than it was a couple years ago when he was carrying the mail. He doesn't have to do it all by himself anymore. But again, Bob, he can't win the fans back until that's going to happen with performance when the games count.
We mentioned the contract. He's a free agent. Kohler's a free agent. Isaiah Likely free agent after this season. Mark Andrews, how about that contract security? You want that before we kick off this game?
It's not for me to deal with that. I thought Eric had a great way of saying he's in the business of keeping great players. And for me, I think, you know, I'm a great player. You know, I think I've been able to do it at the highest level, you know, the best of the best for a long time. And I'm not slowing down. So
he ain't lying. But we go back
confidence is there.
Yeah, but the trade, you know, he can't control that. Now,
right.
The Ravens come at him with an offer that he could refuse. I'm guessing he might. But maybe he's looking at this season, his eighth. Believe it or not, him and Lamar were drafted in the same class back in 2018. Eighth season? Get out of here. He gets the Pro Bowl again, or he's an All-Pro. You know, he'll be an attractive tight end to someone. Maybe not here in Baltimore because they have other people they need to pay. But Mark Andrews, he's a great player. You just heard him say it. And he'll apply his trade elsewhere, and he'll apply it at probably a pretty premium dollar as well.
Probably so. And again, he's paying a price for how he handled the aftermath of not catching that ball. He didn't talk that day. Days later, he puts out his own statement. He doesn't take questions until just yesterday. So there's some ramifications that come with that. But again, it doesn't wash away all he's done as a Raven, Bob. And I do think we hear from the angry fans, right? We don't hear from the totality of fans. So I would think 100% of Ravens Nation, a lot of percentage of that group.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Still believes in this guy.
NFL lunch here on this Total Request Thursday. Bob Haney, Steve Molesky, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass, getting back to the football aspect of things. Todd Monken, third year as the OC. Mark Andrews talks about growing in Monken's offense.
Yeah, you know, Monk's a creative mind, and you know, he's always pushing us to be better, run up to the line fast, all the little details that matter within a game. It makes a difference, because when you're on your details, when you're focused on the little things, those are the things that matter. And I think that, you know, him continuing to push us, his creative mind, his calling the plays, you know, he's on the point, you know, at all times.
A lot of weapons for Todd Monken to work with as well, not just Andrews and Likely. But you have Flowers, you have Bateman. They just brought in DeAndre Hopkins to the equation. Not the guy he was when he was an all-pro with the Texans, but still going to be an asset, not to mention Lamar Jackson, who should have won his third MVP last year, coming off his best season. And that Derrick Henry guy, who you just extended, rushed for almost 2,000 yards last year. So there's no shortage of things for Todd Monken to work on with this offense and get as creative as he possibly can.
Yeah, they've done a great job of surrounding Lamar with legit big play talent. Guys like Zay Flowers are young and getting better, and they bring in Hopkins, and Mark Andrews still has it, and you have Likely. I mean, you have so many weapons there that they didn't have 3 or 4 years ago. So, Bob, I was looking at ESPN's PFI. I think that's for FPI. What was it? Football Performance Index. This is how they rank them today. Philly, KC, Baltimore, Detroit, Buffalo. That's the cream of the NFL, and the Ravens are right in the middle of it.
No doubt, and we were talking about it yesterday, Nolan and I, and it's appropriate. They should be considered one of the best teams in football. Yeah, they were number one seed 2 years ago, lost championship game. Last year gave Buffalo all they could handle, and then some. You know, if you want home field and defend your turf, and let's be honest, even going back to earlier Ravens teams, they're not invincible at home in the postseason. They're not. But chance to go to Super Bowl 60 is greater in Baltimore than, say, going to Arrowhead or up to Buffalo in late January.
With the Orioles, we talk about their winning window, right? All these young players, it should be good for a couple more years. With the Ravens, it's a different window. It's the Lamar window. They've got talent around him now. They've got a pretty good offensive line around him. The defense is usually pretty formidable. The coaching staff is good. The fans love the town. The town loves the team. So, I mean, it's their time. The Lamar window is still wide open.
And they could go 17-0, but if they don't get to the Super Bowl, at the very least the AFC Championship game, it's going to be a disappointing year for a lot of people in the out there at the castle and certainly within the fan base. When we come back, going to talk some American League East, the American League East report. Got some day baseball. We'll get into that. The Norfolk Tides, as a matter, well, they're getting, you know, they're losing. But anyway, Kowser's playing, and so is Westberg, which is good news because they're going to be up here in Baltimore at some point in time, probably soon. So stick around for that. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talks of football, baseball, basketball, whatever with him. And then another funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw for Inside Access takes over here at 2 o'clock. No Orioles tonight. They are off. That means no BBT, but we're back tomorrow live from Pickles Pub as they get ready for the White Sox.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.